Hi, this is Dana Levin, and I'm going to read two poems from my new book, Now Do You Know Where You Are, from Copper Canyon Press. The title, Now Do You Know Where You Are, is a line from C.D. Wright's great book, Deep Step Come Shining, and it's a line that I heard for months ringing through my head after the 2016 presidential election. And the poem has lines from C.D. Wright embedded all through it. Now do you know where you are? It is another way of saying, wake up, of saying, get your bearings, hear the trees. Itself a command with a new ring of sound here in the momentary age of Trump. Momentary. No one lasts forever. Everything rises, hovers, and falls. Nothing in the world beats time, you said. You said, the light murdered, that the truth become apparent. I'm feeling that today, on the 10th day of the first 100 of America's new mad king. All of us hurtling into the year of the fire rooster, which is like saying Mars times Mars, which is to say combustible, but also the purifying fever embedded in the Greek conception of crisis. In a word, as you'd say, a world. When we met many years ago, we talked about getting located. You were a practitioner of deep coordinates, writing from the intersection where eternal forces meet history and place, where the soul and the body press against and into one another. So many bodies a soul has to press through, personal, familial, regional, national, global, planetary, cosmic. Now do you know where you are? I've been hearing you say that for months. You say it at three different junctures in Deep Step Come Shining. Dear C.D. Wright, I don't know where I am, but you are helping me to get there. Spirit, I only met once. The next poem for the poets is for the poets. It includes lines from Beowulf and the Iliad and Rilke, and it makes reference to lines from the rock group Who's rock opera Tommy. It also references Ms. D, Emily Dickinson, and Uncle Walt, Walt Whitman. And here it is, for the poets. To post, to share, to tag, to tweet, to have an audience for feats. Beowulf granted the glory of winning. Grendel driven under the fen banks, fatally hurt. And the whole panoply of insulted Greeks. Agamemnon, the most grasping man alive. But who, if I cried out, would hear me amongst the angelic orders is the common condition. If only three people like a tweet, does anything you offer sound in the forest? The history of civilization is replete with selfies, from pharaonic monoliths to portraits hanging in the Louvre. Lucius was here, scratched in Latin on Colosseum walls. Even the earliest handprints in the famous caves. We've always been Tommies. See me, feel me, touch me, heal me, climbing platforms to sachet the wealth. Not plunder now, but diamond contacts, accolades, and golden news. The flashy bling of being seen, such dread and hope and fear to hope that the work will live in some greater way in other minds, the confrontation with time and wanting to matter while inside it. I'm nobody. Who are you? Ms. D's morning cleanse or Uncle Walt's Jupiter tonic, I celebrate myself, which is to say I was heading into one last student reading at a college I was leaving to hear first poems about earth and sex and blood and stars, about the great forces and the dispossessed, parents, harm, and the boot of the state. Why, I thought, do any of us do any of this? Because, and then verse came, such as it was, I was here. I lived in it. I died in it. This shit. Paradiso.